So you may remember on Wednesday, as we celebrated our diocesan co-patron, Our Lady of La Leche, we had this same gospel passage. And we pointed out that our Blessed Mother is a sign, a symbol to us of the Church, who in the act of nursing the Christ child, we see what Mother Church does for us, that she feeds us, she nourishes us, she takes care of us. And to know that that's the role of the Church in our lives individually and in the world universally, it kind of sheds some light on that prophecy of Joel in the first reading. You know, just as we go through our daily Mass readings, we get these little snippets of these prophets and these Old Testament readings. And I imagine that if we don't have a comprehensive view of the Old Testament, sometimes these readings don't make sense. And why this? And what are the context? You know, the prophets, some are writing before the exile, some are writing after the exile. And we never get the full picture in our little daily snippets. And so this is why we always encourage you to go home and read as you prepare for Mass. So we have this small section from chapter 4, like what was happening in the verses before or the chapter before, to kind of set in context. But Joel is writing probably 400 years before the birth of Jesus. So this is after both of the exiles, and then after the Babylonians allowed the Jews to go back and start to rebuild Jerusalem. So he's a post-exilic prophet. And there's a general theme in all of the prophets, more or less. God said this, you're doing that. If you don't change, this is the consequence that you're facing. And this is kind of the theme of what we have in Joel today. This call to repentance, because this is post-exile, so they've already been punished for their infidelity. So he's calling them to a deeper repentance so it can lead to a greater restoration. And this is the call, the prophetic call of the Church in each one of our lives. Through the waters of baptism, we've been restored, and if we commit a mortal sin, we go to confession, and we've been restored again. But there's always more. There's always more love waiting for us. There's always more mercy. There's always more that Mother Church has for us. And it requires a deeper repentance. It requires a deeper conversion. And this is what Joel is trying to get the people in that time, and what Mother Church is trying to help us to see. That there's this prophecy, this expectation that the day of the Lord is going to come. It's going to be doom and gloom. And sadly, many people today kind of live in that expectation. That the hand of God is going to come and smite us all. We do face consequences for our sin, no doubt. But this promise of restoration has already taken place in the person of Jesus. So it's not something that we have to hope and wait for. That maybe we'll be on the right side and we don't really know how it's going to fall out. And Christ has solved all of that. And as the gospel or the first reading today talks about the restoration of Zion and on that mountain in Jerusalem and all the water and the wine that will be flowing. Again, the image of Mary feeding Jesus, Mother Church feeding us with that new wine and the fresh flowing water, the sacraments of Holy Mother Church, the scriptures, the doctrine, the dogma, the liturgy, all of these avenues of nourishment that Mother Church gives us. Because the Church is the new Zion. When he says that the Lord dwells in Zion, that very last sentence, Mother Church is the new Zion. The restored kingdom of Jesus is Holy Mother Church. And so maybe it's especially important to know that distinction when the world politics is so crazy right now and war in this holy land. Israel has already been restored in Holy Mother Church. We're not waiting for a restoration of a particular territorial land. We pray for peace, no doubt, especially in that area where the wounds and the pain and the animosity and the hatred and the violence is so deep and so grotesque. Of course we pray, but we're not praying for the restoration of a biblical worldview, because we're living it in Holy Mother Church. And because we have confidence in that, then we can pray for all of these areas that are experiencing violence and destruction, because we know where the true home, where true peace rests. It rests in the arms of our mother. Much like Mary nursed Jesus, and he rested peacefully in her arms, as faithful and trustful children of Jesus and his blessed mother, then we can rest peacefully in the arms of Holy Mother Church. She is the new Zion.